Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes, presented by Kroll and Mooring. I'm your host today, David Robbins, bringing you this bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. The news of the last couple of weeks has just all been about the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2018. There have been other items of interest, but they're all overshadowed by this major piece of legislation. This is the time that we get to sort of look into almost a crystal ball and see what the future of our profession will be like in the next several years as these new policies get implemented, the new laws and changes take effect. We had a large webinar about a dozen of our colleagues contributed to, and it lasted about an hour this past week. And it's available up on our website for anyone interested in a lot more depth on these subjects. But this is a very condensed version of the NDAA. The big themes, the continued themes, are fewer regulatory burdens, further streamlining commercial item procurements. DoD is really doubling down on the ability to buy commercial items just to speed things up, increase innovation, you name it. A focus on reducing fraud and waste and abuse. We see that every year. And more of a move away from low-priced, technically acceptable contracting, and dramatically increased use of other transaction authority. So you see this pendulum move from more competition, more traditional procurements, back again to more commercial items, and almost this setting up of other transactions as a extra far outside the Federal Acquisition Regulation structure for traditional competition-based procurements to increase innovation. Time will tell if the project will work, but we see a massive increase in emphasis on the use of OTAs and increased policies and procedures around it. We'll see if this develops and merges back into a FAR-like procurement, or probably develop its own body of laws and regulations as we mature into this other transaction authority. So just some highlights of section numbers and topics for anyone who wishes to dig deeper. We're also very happy to forward you further information on any of this if you'd like. Section 802 is management of intellectual property matters within DoD. The focus here and on other IP-related matters is to push the requirements definers within the Department of Defense to consider what sorts of IP rights and data rights are necessary to procure not just the system in question, but the rights to be able to sustain it and not get locked into a particular vendor. That's going to have cost impacts. It's going to have really interesting protest implications, because this isn't something that the Department of Defense does well yet. We'll have to see how this develops. Audits and the like are in sections 803. Certain thresholds for simplified acquisition threshold, it increased in section 805. Micro-purchase threshold in 806. There is certain supply chain scrutiny enhancements in section 807. Truth in Negotiations Act amendments and increases in thresholds within 811 and 812. The bid protest sections of 818 and 827, I think we may have covered before, but the idea is to give enhanced post-award debriefing rights, and also there's a pilot program for payment of costs for denied bid protests at GAO for certain categories of contractors. Let's see, use of LPTA, further move away from use of LPTA, you'll see in section 822 and 832. More IP licensing issues at section 835. An interesting pilot program where DoD is doubling down on a almost competitively selected career-enhancing program management workforce training and development. Those things usually are competitive and require a certain number of years to stay within DoD after they're complete. So at least for a time, there should be a cadre of dedicated program management workforce with enhanced skill levels. You've got the e-commerce provision, it's in 846. And you get further on into commercial items and the like in that arena. Service contracting changes in 852. Then you pick up with the dramatic increases to other transaction authority, beginning in section 864 of this year's NDAA. And it continues on with certain miscellaneous sections, 861, 865, 868, 867, all in that arena. And then you've got the fraud, waste, and abuse items a bit later. The standard annual report on defense contracting fraud, that's section 889, but it's stepped up a bit. And it requires certain additional data, summary of fraud-related criminal convictions and civil judgments, assessment of the total value of DoD contracts given in the past 5 years for those contractors on that other list, the bad boy list, if you will, and seeking express recommendations from the Office of Inspector General, quote, regarding how to penalize contractors repeatedly involved in fraud in connection with contracts or other transactions, unquote. The notable addition there is other transactions, and you see the continued almost urban legend that there are contractors out there repeatedly involved in fraud. Now, there's a difference, and I don't think the government quite understands it yet, of the continual low level of investigations and whistleblower complaints and you name it, and out-and-out criminal fraud convictions. The way the government deals with these things, they collapse them all into one big ball. And the last time that this particular line of inquiry really gained steam, you saw pressure to debar more, to suspend more. You saw the Suspend Act and a lot of pressure in that arena to actually exclude more and more contractors. Be interested in seeing what the collateral impacts of this section happen to be. The Air Force Space Contractor Watch List, the special, almost extra due process bad boy list for space contractors as governed by the Space and Missile Systems Center Commander, that's section 1612 of the NDAA. That has due process concerns written all over it, and it's something we're watching closely. And then the continuing efforts to prohibit use of Kaspersky Lab products is section 1631. But more interestingly than that, there's a call for a broad swath of the government to assess whether they have the ability to excise software or IT products or you name it that create national security and intelligence concerns like Kaspersky Labs is alleged to have done or to do. And we may see some additional capabilities being given to the government in future years to basically excise these sorts of risks far sooner and perhaps without as much due process. So it's another area that people like me who are interested in the procurement fraud line of reasoning and thinking in the government are watching very closely. That is the fastest trip through the NDAA I think we've ever taken. Hopefully it made sense. Hopefully it's helpful. We're happy to clarify anything that you might need going forward. Just give me a call, 202-624-2627, or take a look at our website for the full NDAA webinar. It lasts about an hour. You have to register. You can listen to it whenever you want after you register. It's live. It'll be up there for the next year. So you can also see how accurate our predictions were. You can look back at the end of the year if you really have a lot of spare time on your hands. Thank you for listening. It's great to have you as always. Have a wonderful week. This has been The Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.